Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, it's your boy Scooter Boy.
And it's your boy Eddie K.
And this is the Lunchroom.
Yes, yes, yes. We back, we back, we back.
Yo, we back.
Happy Wednesday, May 9th, 2018, for everybody out there living, breathing, smiling.
We back, man. So you know how we start the show, man. How was your weekend, Eddie?
Weekend was good. I'm prepared for this show I got next week.
Oh, yeah, where's that? At
Honey.
Okay.
Just the different songs I want to do since this is a solo performance.
Yeah, no doubt.
I have, you know, some of the YSO members there, but it's different songs I really, really want to do that the crowd would like, not just like, oh, I should do these. No, songs that the crowd would like, you know, right. Put on a show and work, and that's it, really.
No doubt. So that's all you've been up to?
Sis.
I feel it. Well, for me, man, I've just been working on a lot of just different dope cut clay designs and working with different materials and stuff like that. Other than trying to set up my jewelry for the metals and everything like that as well. Get ready to release this project. New videos on the way. New singles on the way. I got a new single coming out with my old boy Derek Branch. It's called Vibes, featuring
you were telling me about that.
Derek Branch, and it's featuring Jasmine Jumper and Madeline Fleming.
Okay.
The two models in the video, and they're both featured on my music, on the cover artwork of the project. So yeah, it's pretty dope, man. Just shout out to those people that's around working with me. But man, other than that, man, I've just been dealing with these goddamn allergies, bro.
Yeah, everybody, I already know the allergies is crazy out there right now. Like for real, for real.
Today's show we have King Soda coming through, man. He got some dope music on the way. Send us some exclusives. And we got a lot of dope topics we're going to be talking about today. And yeah, man, just tune in. Call in 657-383-1105. If you want to talk to us, press 1. If you want to just listen, just call in. Just call. Share this with your friends. Let them know what we're talking about. Any current events that you want us to talk about, any current attractions, you know, gossip you want to talk about, call us 657-383-1105. We will have food reviews today, because we don't have a food vendor today, so we'll have food reviews. We had a good response from the Rap Snack, so we got a couple people we hit up, and they said they want to try some new Rap Snacks. So, you know, we got the Lil Boosie, Louisiana Heat, and we got the New York Deli Cheddar. That's the fabulous.
Beat them up, Deli Cheddar.
Beat them down, Deli Cheddar. And we got the. No, I was playing. But yeah, then we got some candy reviews as well. We got the Sour Patch Exploders. If you had those yet, I haven't had those yet, but hopefully those are good. Then we got the Hot Heads Extreme Worms. You know, Warheads used to be the thing back in the day. Everybody like Lore. Everybody like Warheads, man. So yeah, just call in 657-383-1105, man.
Super.
We here.
I'm talking about Super Warheads. I remember back in the day. Wouldn't say pop culture, but everybody, Minnesota, Northside, we got on CNN this weekend.
CNN, but not for the good things, though, for the worst things. So.
The worst thing.
Break it down for him, Eddie.
On 25th and James, there
Northside's own
guy, he has his own piñata company.
Piñata, y'all.
And he had an order for a wedding and the person told him to make piñatas of people of different races due to who's coming to the wedding.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he decided, he made him, it took him all night, and at 4 in the morning, he hung him up in the front.
To dry, yes.
Just to dry. It wasn't no nooses, it was just a string.
Yeah. That you would actually put the piano on a swing and hit. So.
Yeah, people, nothing different. People, you know, drove past and, he's hanging with puppets for real. This is what's going on in America and this, that, and third. Got his order canceled. Police called.
Police had to sit at this man's house overnight.
People was mad at him and some more.
Terroristic threats, all type of stuff was going on, y'all. You got
to
do better.
Yeah, that's just the way you got to do better. And you can't just start judging just off the back.
You can't assume right away once you see something. You really got to dissect it and understand it before you just jump the gun. And I feel that's what Kanye's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He wants people to just think outside the box. Don't always just go to the instant negative thing. You know what I'm saying? They saw those piñatas out. They didn't even know what that man was doing or what it was for. They just automatically thought it was racist and it was disrespectful to black people. But it's a pinata, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
A pinata. Call in 657-383-1105. Let us know what y'all feel about that topic, man. CNN had us on the news, Northside. We got to do better. Let's get into one of these songs. Eddie, what are we going to play today for them? What are we going to start it off with?
We're going to start it off with some meat.
Let's get it. Meek home.
Let's get it. Meek Mill home. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Lush Radio.
Mouth on the dashboard. I came from serving them bad all the bad boys. We hit that boy with that stick cause he asked for it. Russell do, I threw that brick all the bad boys. Hey, the K on, that's a back end. Back end. I hit that little boy with the matching. Matching. I feel like four rats on a jacket. Fashion. I pull that hoe with a passion. I'm everlasting. I am a leader. Never a follower.
Never a follower.
You a digger, your girl's a swallower.
She official, my nigga.
No, I won't hit her. She not in my caliber.
We ain't hit that dot.
We been starting a long time. I know that they tired of us.
Niggas sick, bro.
I ain't around no fuck boy. Got four pan in the tub boy.
Oh, no.
Big B's on the truck boy. All my young niggas sell boy.
Young
boys on like Elroy.
Yeah.
Big boy back in the go yard. Been a whole thing in bird off. These niggas sitting in the airborne. Fly my paddock. Young boys still getting at it.
Addict.
21 shot my effing. Young red nigga living savage. You hit the hood, gotta check in.
Check
in. We decide never need passes.
No.
These fuck boys so swellish. 4500 my jacket, fashion. 200 miles on the dashboard. I came from serving them bad all the bad boys.
Serving them bad all the bad boys.
We hit that boy with that stick cause he asked for it. Russell do, I threw that brick all the bad boys.
I threw that brick all the bad boys. Yeah.
Pay the K on, that's a back end. Back end. I hit that little boy with the matching. Matching. I spit like four rats on a jacket. Fashion. I pull that hoe with a passion. I'm everlasting. These bitches call me Mr. Big. My house is your old like a kid. We murk on, then we dash the pig. Put a dirt bike on your wig. Can be curbside with your bitch. Can be worldwide, I'm a trend. Make a snorter line like a pin. Nigga, diamond jumping out of gym. Take it all off. Take it all off with your friends. Play with my dog. Who is going off with your head? The purse that's on me. A young nigga take a lot of meds. I pop me a 30. Now I'm walking around like I'm dead. I'm high as a low. I'm lit like July the 4th. Double R C they tight. But he puts an ear really soft. I'ma take off on sight. Run a nigga down like most. I got me a Draco on the flight. I came out of Crete like Dolphin. 200 miles on the dashboard. I came from serving them bad all the bad boys.
Serving them bad all the bad boys.
We hit that boy with that stick cause he asked for it. Russell do, I threw that brick all the bad boys.
I threw that brick all the bad boys, yeah.
Hit the K on, that's a back end. Back end. I hit that little boy with the matching. Matching. I spit like four rats on a jacket. Fashion. I pull that hoe with a passion. I'm everlasting.
Swerving, 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 swerving.
Basic bitches make me nervous. I'm so high, ain't got no service. Fuck a fuckboy bitch on purpose. Swerving, 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 swerving. Best a breakdown bag and serve it. We gon' take this shit the furthest. Play with me and shit get murdered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Meek Mill featuring Young Thug. Backboard on Lunch Radio. We back, man. So we just, before we went to a break, we're talking about the pinata situation over in 27th and James, Northside Zone. And yeah, it's just kind of crazy how people really do jump the gun on just any
super,
on any slightly racial matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were talking to your mom earlier this morning, and we were just talking about how people just pass judgment and don't really understand. For those who don't know, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, he dropped the music video. And a lot of people were saying, like, how is he woke when he's with the white woman?
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. And we're just talking about jumping a gun. It's really not the topic. But it's like, what is considered being woke in America? Because they tell us this and tell us that. But we as the people, we don't want to see color. We want everybody to be treated equal.
Yeah.
Is that being woke? But
no.
The people, is that being woke? How do you say no?
No, I say it's not being woke.
Okay. But then you got on the other hand, you have a successful black man, but he has a woman, a white wife, white children. Mm-hmm. They say he can't be woke. But it's like saying it's a problem with him being with a white woman is racism in itself. So how can you say you're woke, but you're still upset about his preference and choice in women?
Yeah.
It's twisted, bro.
I think it's just women, to tell you the truth, because it feels the other way around. And, like, nobody didn't really get on Halle Berry for her preference.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But let's get on Tay Diggs, Terror Tower, you know, all them. Let's get on, you know, nobody don't get on Eve. Yeah. Nobody ain't say nothing about her. She got, like, a Moroccan billionaire or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I feel it, though. So how do you feel about people jumping the gun in America?
It's only black men.
People jump the gun in America, man.
It's only black men. I'm trying to tell you. Like, bro, it's only black men.
Successful black men. Or is it black men in general?
I'll say black men in general.
Okay.
Black men in general, because I have got generalized so much. Like, that's all he like, white girls. Little did I know, I hit they black friend.
You just don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get that sometimes. Some people be like, I didn't know you were into African American girls. Like, how can you say that? Like,
yeah, what type of dumb ass question is
what
that?
What rock do you live under? You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of shit is that? Like, no, that's just crazy, man. Like, you just gotta stop jumping the gun and stop judging a book by its cover and understand people before you try to judge them. Like, say Donald Glover, he always was the type of person that was always, you know, friendly. He said he spoke to the girls in his ethnicity and other minorities. You know what I'm saying? They never gave him no play. They said he was a nerd. They wanted the bad boy. Speaking of that, we were talking about Peppa, and she was talking about how she feels like she lost out when she passed on Will Smith to Nate Tretch. Yes. Saw Peppa passed on Will Smith to date Tretch, and she said she regrets it to this day. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah, and let's just say, Shuri, you missed out on a lot, because Tretch ended up beating her up. You know,
man.
Will Smith wouldn't have did that at all. If anything, you see where Will Smith is at now. You see where Tretch by Naughty by Nature is at. He's talking about his old escapades and hangouts with Tupac. Yeah. Ladies, you got to do better,
man.
Just because this guy's nerdy and he's not hood and this, that, and third, that's what you want. I'm sorry, women. I'm talking to you, women. Yeah, right now. That's what you want. You want the nerdy guy who plays video games and who's a square and don't get anything. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's it. I don't even know how to explain it. I can't even go further. That's what you want.
Period.
Yeah, I want a hood dude to do that. No, you don't. No, you don't. I say I want $1 million. If I got $1 million, I swear to God, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I say I know what to do with it, but I have had a lot of money, thousands at one time, and those who know me know, I swear to God, the most I buy is like a box of donuts and like some pants.
Cheap.
I just don't know what to, when I have a whole bunch of money, I don't know what to buy. But when I don't have no money, I know what to buy. I don't know. It's just kind of weird like that.
But yeah, man, back to the peanut topic, man. Call in and let us know what y'all thinking about that. Switch the subject, man. 657-383-1105, man. CNN News, man. We got to stop jumping the gun, y'all. We got to stop judging a book before we open the first pages of the chapter and start reading, y'all. We really got to start taking care of each other, man. Start opening up and start, you know, connecting with each other off Facebook, off social media. Old-fashioned way, call somebody, man. Call us, 657-383-1105. Press 1 to talk to us, man.
Got some more gossip.
What's up?
John Witherspoon said, him and Chris Tucker was only paid $5,000 for Friday, the first one.
$5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
R. Kelly's sex cult will be the subject of a Lifetime documentary.
What?
It's hilarious, don't you?
How is he doing? How is he getting away with this in Bill Cosby's face and all that time?
this is the Pied Piper. You ever read the story about the Pied Piper?
No.
He's a guy that would play the. He would be the guy that comes into town, play the flute to lure bad kids away from their families to down a darker path or some shit like that. I know that's just,
so that's why he called himself the Pied Piper?
Yeah, it's like if you look up the Pied Piper story, it's like wrong set of choice of words.
He's sick, man. Man, let's play a song real quick. We're gonna get into this song real quick.
We'll get to this R. Kelly.
We're gonna play Ignition for y'all. It's fine. Look, call in 657-383-1105. Let us know how y'all feeling about that. Donald Glover new video, This Is America, and the Pinata situation over North, man, that made CNN. That's nuts, man.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, man. I say if people would have just came up and talked to him,
yeah,
all that could have been avoided. That's what I would have did. Not even
right.
that.
Right.
I would have just knew better. Like, man, this man's over North. He ain't nobody in their right mind, you know, that stupid. And lo and behold, nobody wasn't that dumb. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's crazy, man.
We're going to get into this little pump. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's run. Be on the
beat. Be on the beat. All right. Oh, what is on this kid? Oh. With no limit,
chill.
Popping on X, popping on X, chills. Got a new car, got a new bitch,
ooh,
and I got a new deal.
Ooh.
Only way to find it, skid it. Popping off the rape and skid it. Smashing on a bitch, skid
it.
Run to the chair with no limit.
Ooh.
Popping on X, popping on X, pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal.
Chill.
Pull it to the crib like, what up, bitch? Ooh. Got a penthouse set on my wrist, and my grandma sipping on Activist. Got a lot of ice, and I'm cold as shit. Any bitch love to talk a lot. Pull out the porch of the car garage, and I never had a job. I high fuck to the trip to Mars. Ice on ice. Took a project in Dubai. Bitch, you better buy your own flight. Bust on smack with no light. Hit short titties on Skype. Small clutter pounds to the face, just get it. Everything that you done did, I done did it. Buckets on small like a 24 fitted. 800 bands just laying in the kitchen. All the way to sign it, just get it. Popping out the rape, just get it. Smashing on a bitch, just get it. Run to the chair with no limit. Popping on X. Got a new car, got a new bitch,
ooh,
and I got a new deal.
Ooh.
Only way to find it, skid it. Popping off the rape, just get it. Smashing on the bitch, just get it. Run to the chair with no limit. Popping on X, popping on X, pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal.
Yeah.
Pick your rain froze, pick your rain covered and go. Put my diamonds on my neck, think on my chest. Had to think too much of bitch with my eyes closed. I'm a side hole, bring it through the back door. Oh, I got 80,000 in my envelope.
Ooh.
I just got a Gucci game medal though. Homies that were federal. Look at my teeth on protect. I smash a hole that forget. I got a fridge on my neck. I'm smoking gas on the jet. Ooh, I just let it flex. Flew like 2 million that took me. Ooh, I made your auntie a groupie. And you know my life a movie. Ooh, I got six, I call it duty. Only way to sign it is skid it.
Ooh,
popping off the rape is skid it. Smashing on your bitch is skid it.
Ooh,
running the chair with no limit.
Chill.
Popping on X, popping on X, popping on X. Chills. Got a new car, got a new bitch.
Ooh.
And I got a new deal. Only way to sign it is skid it. Smashing on your bitch, just get
it.
Run to the chair with no limit.
Popping on X,
pills. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal.
I've been on the go.
her back to Centerfold. Yeah, that new pussy started getting up. Yeah, had to get a nigga back to Centerfold. Yeah, that new pussy started getting up. First class, you already know. First class, you already know. On the low, you already know. I've been on the go, I've been on the go. Yeah, on the low, you already know. I've been on the go, I've been on the go. Yeah, on the low, you already know. Yeah, had to get a nigga back to Centerfold. Yeah, that new pussy started getting up. Yeah, had to get a nigga back to Centerfold. Yeah, that new pussy started getting up. First class, you already know. First class, you already know.
Yeah, 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 we back. The first song you heard was Escalade by the homie Lil Pump. The second song was First Class by the homie Travis Scott. We back, we back, we back. Lunch Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in on this May 9th, Wednesday episode. Topics of discussion right now is Donald Glover's new video, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, and CNN News made it happen over North with the Pinata situation. Call in and let us know what y'all feeling about that, man.
Man, Donald Glover's video.
What you think of that video?
It was pretty dope. It was just different, I guess.
I feel like it depends on the person that's perceiving it. You feel me? Because me as an actor, artist, everything I do in the industry, it's like I don't just look at it as adult video. I look at it, he's telling us so many different things in his music video that if you only are video spectator for music videos,
mm-hmm.
you will miss it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And me just being me, I had to go watch it 1, 2, 3, 4 times,
yeah.
you know, just to grasp everything he was trying to show me.
Yeah, it was deep.
It was just... What do you think about
that?
If there was no video, just a song, how would you feel about that?
I ain't gonna lie, low-key, I'd probably still feel the same way.
I would, too.
Right.
The song is hard.
The song's hard. It was just different. I'm pretty sure I'll be like by the end of the summer, I'm like, that's my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just when certain songs hit, they have to marinate in you.
Right, for sure.
They have to let it sit and build up.
For sure.
Not a lot of songs. There's been a lot of songs that didn't catch my ear right off the bat.
Off top, yeah.
Like one song. My ex used to play it all the time. It was that Chris Brown and Nicki Minaj. That we alright till we fuck some more. I'm going to get it. Chris Brown. It was like a dance track.
I really never liked that song either.
The song grew on me, though. Like, after, like, literally 5 months, it grew on me. Same thing with, what was that song by Bruno Mars, Champagne, that's what I like. Yeah, that shit. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It grew on me for a while. I didn't like it at first. There's a lot of songs that, you know, I catch an ear for it after a while. And that's what I say. I'm pretty sure I catch an ear for it.
Feel it.
I am.
Got a show coming up. Look like Eddie got a show coming up, y'all.
Yes, I do have a show.
Got a show coming up, y'all. Where is it at?
Honey, one dope ass show. This is the 10th one.
Okay. I was a part of one of those shows.
Yes. One of the first ones, actually.
Yeah, no. Liddy in the city.
Next week, Wednesday, May 16th, 2018.
Next week, y'all. Next week, Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay.
DJ Inferno gonna be there.
So we're gonna be talking about this next Wednesday.
I got
too.
Tickets. Most likely, I'll just give you a ticket. But you know, I ain't.
Hey, Sonny, man, bring me some pineapple joints. I need them.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, Sonny.
Y'all need to go get one of them pineapple bowls.
Pineapple
I need
joints?
To get one of them joints.
But yeah, you said Honey Nightclub, May what?
May 16th, 2018.
Let's get it.
Doors open at 9.
21 plus.
DJ's
plus?
Inferno. 21 plus.
Shout out DJ Inferno.
I'm pulling up on an elephant.
Mufasa style.
Oh, man, over the weekend, Lil Xan, the rap dude, the little white boy, he keyed his own car and he blamed it on mental illness.
Say what?
I don't even know.
Oh, man, before we get further into the segment, shout out to homie Tangy G. He came on the show, told us he was going to go home with that cash money, and he did.
Yep.
Shout out to the homie Tangy G, man. So when you really put your mind to something, you see it, you believe it, you go achieve it. And he manifested. He said he's going to come through.
Real talk, he did.
200 lanes. I don't know if he did that or not, but I know he came through and got that.
I don't know if he did that or not.
And he said he's taking his mom to L.A. I mean, Las Vegas. He's like, what he said. He's like, I'll take your mom to Vegas, and I'm finna go get that bread.
Mm-hmm.
What? Shout out my nigga Tanky G, man. But
Tekashi said he's on Kanye West's new album, bro. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. I don't know. Don't look like that, bro. You know, would you really be surprised? Think about it. Would you really be surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised, man.
I wouldn't be surprised. DJ Khaled said, I don't know why this is news, because he said it a long time ago, but I'm seeing it pop up in discussions. He said he don't go down on his wife.
Who?
DJ Khaled said he don't go down on his wife.
That nigga don't go down at all. That nigga ain't seen his thing down in all the hollow. So what is it?
Yeah, obviously he sees something. If he just had a kid, you remember?
She probably had somebody lift his belly up for his ass.
And he said she can go down on him because he don't go down on her. And you should see what all the females are saying. It's hilarious.
What they saying?
Nigga eat everything else.
Shout out to homie Bubba Tune. This is Tune. He was a part of Black Panther, if y'all don't know, man. He was... Man, part of the fight scene. Shout out to the homie Bubba Tunde, man. I got to work with him in my couple music videos as well, a couple other sets. Shout out to the homie, man. Keep working, bro. I see you out there. Keep striving, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening on the air, tuning in on the live to the Lunch Room Radio.
Call in.
657-383-1105. Call in.
Hold on. We got a donkey of the week. It's been a long. This is some crazy things I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Dude robbed a bank, right?
Who?
I think this was in Virginia.
I know. Go.
Dude robbed a bank.
Yeah. This was
same day he got out of jail.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Now that's savage, bro.
Bro was plotting when he was in jail to go back to jail. That's what he was doing. He was like, I'm finna get out. I'm finna ride this bank.
They said the same day of his prison release, my man's robbed the bank.
I'm finna get out.
That's why you didn't learn your lesson that.
he said, man, when I touch down, Central Bank going down.
you didn't learn your lesson at all.
At all, bro. That nigga said, I'm finna get out. I'm finna get some chicken.
Over the weekend, this has been a lot of things too. Over the weekend, two more women came forward with R. Kelly sexual abuse.
Oh my God, stop it, bro.
Swear to God. So,
G Easy.
Oh, man.
G Easy gets caught with drug paraphernalia. He resists arrest and fights with an officer. No charges. Zero charges, y'all. Can you believe that? G-Eazy.
I mean, that's white privilege.
That sounds about white to me.
That's white privilege.
Man, white privilege to the T, bro.
I mean, what can you do? I would expect him to finesse his way out of jail.
But that's crazy, bro. How you get caught with cocaine, marijuana, you resist arrest, and you physically fight with a police officer, bro. They took Weezy to jail for a gun that wasn't his, that wasn't even in his possession, a weed odor on his bus. They didn't see no weed.
Mm-hmm.
This little way that you easily talk about.
Mm-hmm.
What you say?
Man.
Eddie says white privilege.
I say white privilege.
I say that sounds about white to me.
A little bit weird.
Sounds
you know
about
what? Yeah, and there's been good good. Not even that. Meek Mill. Look at Meek Mill.
Man, for Willie on a dirt bike, y'all. We're talking about 6 months for Willie on a dirt bike.
Crazy.
Willie on a dirt bike, y'all. Oh, kids pop Willies all day in the summertime.
Crazy. But he was on probation. You know, they were just looking for just to lock him up.
But you
know?
Had you in possession of cocaine.
But the thing about it is, them plotting on Meek Mill ruined the Philly police department because that exposed a lot of corruption and everything.
Period.
And so internal affairs is on their ass.
On
so
their
that was
ass.
Their fault. They should have just left Meek alone. You know, you don't want all that attention. Police are starting to see you don't want all that attention, especially if you doing some real foul corrupt shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. That shit's crazy, man.
We had the Met Gala this week.
Met Gala, man. That shit was kind of weird and creepy, if you ask me.
Like always.
Like always. Like some damn, the Pope was there hosting the show. Finna go down or something. Rihanna came out like she was getting touched by the Pope.
They would real life hate me because I'd go there. I'm talking about looking like the hoodest I could. I
hey,
get the bandana slipper.
Jada Smith came through though, with the Louis Vuitton trench coat. He came through like, I'm not finna wear this. Wait, what y'all want me to wear? I'm wearing this. But 2 Chainz proposed to his wife.
Congratulations.
I thought
man.
They was already married, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I thought he was already married too, bro.
But I heard he didn't give her the ring he wanted to give her, so I guess, you know what I mean? He wanted to make that special. So
how did he? You think he rich?
Shout out to 2 Chainz, bro. You know what I'm saying? But Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, they look kind of nice.
That ain't his baby. I don't care what nobody says. Dude, go get y'all need to hold DNA test because that baby looks like Tyga.
I get those goosebumps every time.
Period.
I see that baby. That know even, that it ain't mine.
Speaking of, what about Kelly Rowland? You see her daughter?
That's Jay-Z baby.
You're mad as hell. Why that baby look like Jay-Z, too?
That Jay-Z's amazing. I mean,
let me find out, Jay-Z.
You just
out here just
here, everywhere.
Yeah, let me just
that
find
nigga really
out.
Did have a blueprint.
Matter
I
of fact,
want you were part of it, and you were
Jay-Z
part of it.
Jay-Z looked like one of them niggas that have a gang of illegitimate kids, and then it come out,
say,
out of
they
nowhere.
They say, what's the name from Empire of the Sun, too? Hakeem.
Man, shut up, man.
Bro, that's real, bro.
Yeah, man, he look like him, but
he does.
They
bro.
Also say Ludacris is Lionel Richie's son.
You don't think so?
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Hello.
They do.
It's Luda that I've been looking for.
I've seen a lot of people though, but when I say Luda, you put a old picture
like
of
Richie.
Luda and Lionel Richie.
He do though, bro.
You gonna be like, God damn.
He do,
nigga.
Bro. He do.
It's
like
worse
Lionel
than
Richie,
it's worse than Plies and Kirk Franklin.
Man, that's the same person.
That's the same person.
The nigga said, stop, and now I'm finna go write the real book of the trill.
Let me find out I ain't a real person.
Oh, man, that's
I'm still getting your ass old dude that robbed the bank the same day he got out of
that nigga
jail.
Said, I'm finna get out of jail.
Like,
I'm finna work my way up to management.
That's a nigga that step down. Oh, a girl that came out and said she was pregnant by Offset. That she lied and she apologized. Cardi B.
Speaking of Cardi B, hey, Cardi B, hey. And Nicki Minaj spoke at Met Gala.
Hold on, bitch, you didn't lie. They paid your ass. I ain't stupid. That's
period.
Yeah.
Take this hush money. What about Tekashi 6ix9ine and Tato?
Speaking of Tato, it's funny you just didn't read that up.
For those who don't know Tato is an artist that signed a GDE. He's with a. Chief Keef, correct?
He looks like JR6 with dreads, y'all. It's hilarious.
But he's beefing with Tekashi 6ix9ine over this girl named
Cuban Doll.
Cuban Doll, yes, and Cuban Doll. They've been going back and forth, and there was a FaceTime that was recorded. That's kind of federal, off top. They recorded FaceTime, so Tekashi had got a FaceTime from Tato.
You know Tato beat her up, right? I'm gonna tell you the
yeah,
whole
he been
thing.
Beating her up, but he
Tato beat her up, and Tekashi 6ix9ine was trying to be on some
Captain Save-A-Ho.
There you go.
We cut to the chase. But look, so anyways, there was a FaceTime that they got leaked or whatever. Tekashi 6ix9ine is talking to Tato. Tato's like, nigga, we kill people. I kill people. I'ma kill you, nigga. Whoa.
Yeah.
How you feel about that, Eddie?
At the same time, Tekashi, you've been talking stuff, and I would believe the GD niggas will get at you. You see how Young Dolph
got his shit shot up 100 times. This rap shit ain't no game. Certain niggas will get at you.
Yeah, that ain't no game. But
you see, the Young Thug and Lil Wayne, it came all the way to Lil Wayne's tour bus getting shot up.
But
Lil
guess
Wayne
what?
Actually on it.
But guess what? Young Thug didn't even go to jail. His manager did.
His manager
took an L for that. And now, guess what? Lil Wayne and Young Thug cooler than polar bears in the snow,
cool.
Nigga.
I ain't never seen them together.
Yet. Nigga, they cool, fam. Don't let all that.
Birdman cool.
Bro, if Birdman and him cool, he cool with the. If you cool with your daddy, you cool with your brother.
I don't even. See, Lil Wayne's
period.
Lil Wayne's my favorite rapper, and I just don't want to, like, go to the conclusion.
Lil Wayne's your favorite rapper?
Well, as far as when it comes to bars. Favorite rapper of all time is Snoop. But, like, when it comes to right now, somebody's like,
Snoop
oh,
Dogg,
crazy,
Snoop Lion, or Gospel Snoop?
Snoop Dogg.
like
nigga, Tom Dollar with the gold fleet collar. Dipping through my blue Apollo.
Okay, you talking cheese.
No limit. Snoop Dogg was my favorite.
What? That was the worst Snoop Dogg ever.
No.
Yes.
No, not to me. It fit No Limit at the time.
I didn't like Snoop Dogg No Limit.
It was a little bit unorthodox, but some songs was pretty dope. Like, remember that Bitch Please with him and Exhibit?
Yeah, yeah.
He was on No Limit at that time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that
yeah.
was all that CD was No Limit.
But yeah, so back to the Tato Tekashi. Would you ever, like, jump out your body and be like, I'm Captain Sabo! Away! would you take an L or a shell for a chick?
Only for Nicki Minaj. I ain't even gonna lie, y'all niggas
Bro.
See me act like a straight biatch. Nigga, don't ever treat no female like that.
Bro, what's wrong with you? You ain't hold the dough?
Bogus as hell. That's a female. Do I write the bad?
Nigga, that's a female.
Yeah. I'll be off the street.
On your Craig shit.
Like, this nigga out of all people.
Nigga, that's a female.
I'll be the biggest hypocrite in the world, boy.
Y'all, we got King Soda coming up for a dope interview. Just to let y'all know, he's in the building right now.
We're going to get into this King Belief geeky freak. But before I do,
shout out King Belief, man. He came through with two. Not one, but two.
A tape leaks of R. Kelly questioning 19-year-old STD accuser.
Come on, man. R. Kelly, stop.
Hey, bro, this is all over. This is all in the past 7 days. This nigga R. Kelly wilding, bro.
That nigga needs to stop.
Trump, Kanye West, for
endorsing him,
pretty much.
Fucking fool.
Thank you.
He probably got a check. Fuck you talking about. That $50 million that he need, he got it.
Jada Pinkett talked about squashing 17-year beef with Gabrielle Union.
They were beefing. Shout out Jada Pinkett. My favorite movies is Lowdown Dirty Shame, man. She's so fine in that movie.
We're going to get to this geeky freak, though. King Belief featuring Suave Too Smooth. Let's get it.
Lunchroom Radio.
I need a geeky freak. A woman that's only gon' geek for me. She crazy but know how to treat a beat. Never precisely what I plan to be. Diamond in the rough but you won't see a dirt. See in the background putting it work. While I'm on stage and I'm going berserk. Intellectual conversation leads to love making. Like I need a geeky freak. 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 A woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work.
I need a meter read. Why? Cause it's past my time to give me a geeky free. Jumping at the chance to have somebody that receiving me. Finally understand me completely. I know she needed me. I ain't seen the way that she thinks and moving. I'm in love unbelievably, yelling it. I would not hide it in secrecy. 4 hours in the max, just got my knees weakening. Hold on, wait though. Square with a pot knowing, but she got cake though. Her head's mind blowing in many ways though, and it's evident. This one is full of intelligence. Hold me back. Once I get, I won't know how to act. Her books in her bags and her bags on her back. That's sitting on that ass I just had to grab. Wait, the bags, of course, I mean. When she steps on the scene, it's hell to clean. And nobody can compete, cause nobody can compare to her. And if you're simple and slow, then do not approach, cause you probably end up scared of her. Look, I'm ornament everywhere, trying to get you very, 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 very aware. And I don't care if you're a mirror in the air, or even if you genuinely care. If you don't got it, you don't got it, you can't take her mentally there. Let alone spiritually, chemistry, something real, you can't fake it, just has to be there. And I'm sorry, it don't have to be fair, that's life again. Here she go right now, calling me, wanting me to spend the night again. Wanting me to hold it tight again. And I want this every night, even if only for one night again. I need a geeky freak, a woman that's only gonna get for me. She crazy, but know how to treat a beast. Never precisely what I plan to be. Diamond in the rough, but you won't see it dirt. See in the background, putting it work. While I'm on stage and I'm going berserk. Intellectual conversation leads to love making. Like, I need a geeky freak. 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 A woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Then when she done working, she at home twerking like,
I need a geeky freak. Look. Sadie said that she want every piece of me. If I'm outside, then I got the heat with me. Come to your back and fuck up your scenery. Shorty come home after work. Where is she moving? No, she go to church. I'm out here planets, I'm rolling this earth. Riding till I get a mansion. Nigga, ain't your hands. Really thinking it's squishy sweet. To the mice at the top of your head like a Christmas tree. When I make it, all my niggas on it. The rest might as well get TVs and remember me. I ain't fodula, nigga. Hey, really came up from nothing, my nigga. Now we pull up in forest. I remember we used to chase after them busting, my nigga. She a geek, but she busting, my nigga. Type of hoes I be trucking, my nigga. I get them like it's none, my nigga. But tonight I might need something special. I made a please, how may I help you? Cause I'm off the sun, my nigga. Need a geeky and I like a freaky. Little shorty, y'all wanna see Wiggly. Shorty, wake up and get on this shit. But after work, she just twist on the dick. Nagging father, make that pussy drip. Yeah, she already know what it is. Michael Jordan on his pivot. Don't say I never did it. Every time I had to quit it.
I need a geeky freak. A woman that's only gonna get for me. She crazy but know how to treat a beast. And that's precisely what I plan to be. Diamond in the rough but you won't see a dirt. See in the background putting it work. While I'm on stage and I'm going berserk. Intellectual conversation leads to love making. Like, I need a geeky freak. 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 A woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Woman that's willing to put in the work. Then when she done working, she at home twerking like,
yo, LT, Lunchroom Radio, yo, we back. We got a special guest in the building.
Special guest in the
building. Same old.
Yeah, it's cooler, man. Cool.
What's up with you, man?
Man, you know me, just working.
For those who don't know you, you know, state your name, who you is, what you represent, and what exactly that you do.
King Soda. Trap City Hustler, CEO. I'm an artist, independent artist.
Yeah.
I've been grinding maybe about 3-4 years, okay. Like putting in the blood, sweat, and tears, and okay. This, you know, knocking these tracks out. Got features with a couple artists this year.
Okay.
You know.
So what's next for you, man? What's next for you in 2018? What's going on with you?
I'm working on like 2 projects right now.
Okay.
I ain't got no names for them yet, but I'm working on 2 projects.
All right.
Far as shows, I got the boat ride coming up with
June 9th, right?
Yeah, June 9th. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, June KMOJ? 9th. No, with 95.
Okay, okay.
With Peter Parker.
Okay, dope. I did see that.
How you get tickets to that?
You got to get tickets through, I'm about to have some tickets too, but you can look at the flyer on my page or the Patriot, Peter Parker, you know, or win some on the radio station.
Okay.
Get them like that too. I know general admission is 35, VIP 45. So
not bad.
That's gonna be dope. May 16th, I got one with 86 Productions with Lorenzo now.
Okay.
And Honey.
May 16th.
Yep.
Bam.
Okay. May
16th.
Hey. Now, so.
Y'all see his name right there.
King Soda.
It's gonna go down. It's gonna be turned up. Like, if you ain't been to one of my shows, like, I elevated. I stepped up. I moved like the skinny dude on the stage. So,
let's get it.
Yeah.
So, you said you're working on 2 projects. What songs you got here for us today?
I just got done recording the track this morning.
Yeah, I heard you said it's like exclusive.
Yeah. I recorded that like 3:30 this morning.
Damn.
I ain't been asleep. I've been up all night. Like,
what is it called?
It's called Let's Get It.
Okay.
Let's
Get It.
That, and then I got a song with Two Tone.
Okay.
That's what the
with the long hair.
Yep, with the long hair.
Yep, I know. He be on the PlayStation Network all the time.
Yeah, see, and then I got the other one, Playoffs. This is Playoffs right now.
Yep.
I did it last year with the homeboy Beezy, and then my brother came around and I did the remix with him. So it's like I got two versions of that,
okay,
that track. So,
so since talking about Playoffs, who you rooting for? You with LBJ or you against the King?
I'm the King. I'm with the King.
Okay.
I'm with the King. I made my last two kids after LeBron. Like,
straight up?
Yeah, King and Prince LeBron. My last two kids.
Let's get it.
Kid. Okay. So, yeah, I'm a... This team LeBron.
I'll be trying to tell people, LeBron, everybody like, in the beginning of the season. Because I was even saying that, like, man, where are you in the beginning of the season? LeBron going to turn it up right when it's time to turn it up.
Exactly.
Beginning of the season ain't really nothing. He just... You know,
all right, well, let's get into one of these. So let's get into Playoffs, man. Let's get into Playoffs.
Yeah,
cool.
Playoffs.
Introduce that for us one time.
Playoffs. This is like I'm trying to debate. Should I make this as my next single for the mix or go like this? You know, I need some help. I need some feedback.
Let's call in, y'all. 657-383-1105. This King Soda Playoff Lunch Radio. Let's get it.
King Soda. Yeah. Trey Hood. Yeah. Phil Tribe.
Who y'all rooting for? Huh?
Falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs. Like it's the ball. Gotta go get that money.
Hey.
Gotta go get that money.
Hey.
Gotta go get that money.
Hey.
Falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs.
Hey.
Falling on these niggas every day like it's the playoffs.
Ball, ball.
Gotta go get that.
That was King Soda Playoffs.
Some gifts too, man.
Okay.
I just brought y'all some gifts.
Black.
Let me get the black.
Yeah, let me get the black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to the ENT.
Yeah.
Shout out to homie King Soda.
I needed a t-shirt. I swear to God.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's all love, bro.
Y'all see the shit? That's love, man.
I'm feeling that
playoff, man. So, man, that's dope, man. Call in, y'all, 657-383-1105. We got the homie King Soda chilling with us, man.
We in here, man. We just chilling, talking, man. So since you're here, I'm gonna ask you, how did you feel about that, the Piñata situation over North? How did that? How did you feel about that? Did you catch that?
I did.
It made CNN news, bro.
And I'm on the north side.
Okay, let's fill him in. Fill him in.
All right, basically, on 25th and James.
I was going from the crib. Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is all CNN. Piñata dude, Hispanic dude, he got an order for a wedding, and that they wanted the piñatas to be different ethnicities of different people because of who was coming to their wedding or whatever.
Right.
And he was up all night, and he hung him out to dry at 4 in the morning. He wake up, everybody on some, oh, you hanging black, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It looked like, you know what I'm saying?
They had a, they had a police sitting outside his crib. He was getting terroristic threats, all type of shit.
Oh, That's wild. Me, like, you know, we should be over racism.
Man.
Like, this 2018, we still, like,
It's like we're looking for it. You
well, feel yeah, yeah. Like
I feel like we're looking for it
like,
now, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You can call me whatever. You can call me fat, black, ugly, nigga, whatever. It don't matter to me because I know who I am at the end of the day.
Talk
but,
that talk, bro.
But, like, dang, that's crazy.
That's
and then
crazy.
I feel like
crazy.
In the neighborhood.
Come on, niggas know
this
better.
This is the north side.
Right? Yeah, this is the north side, right.
Niggas know better. And then for two, if it's that serious, walk up, knock on the door, and be like, hey, what's this?
Right, what's this? Ask
and then he tell you, oh, yeah, I run out of, oh, I'm sorry, you saved yourself a
whole bunch of
shit.
Yeah, a whole bunch of shit. Like, come
yeah,
on.
For real.
All you gotta do is just ask the man.
That's why I tell people, don't jump the gun because
right.
You're assuming things. You know
I've
what I'm saying?
Seen
let's get to the bottom
it.
Of it.
I've been seeing people sharing it. And
with the wrong
like,
information under it, though.
And I kept saying, y'all really think on 25th and Penn,
right.
A block away from the old red stop,
right?
Red stop, come on, man. Like,
oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Come on,
crazy.
Man.
You saw the Donald Glover video?
Nope, I ain't seen the Donald Glover.
This is America.
like,
you got to check it out. Childish Gambino, you got to check that out.
I've been seeing it, but like, I don't pay attention to that type of stuff, like, especially when I'm recording.
I hear
you. I try to block everything.
I'm
watching
it with Nalo. You know,
yeah, I know Nalo. Yeah.
Nalo,
King
G,
Nalo,
yeah.
Battle
yeah,
rapper,
yeah,
Nalo.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, he's. He was like, I turned it because in the beginning he got the.
Oh yeah.
He said, oh hell no, I turned it up.
Right? Oh yeah.
He was clowning the whole video. I was trying to point out to Donald like, oh yo, this is the message and this that third. He was like, I get it, but he's still throwing his body around, rolling his body around.
That's the wrong way to get the message across.
I understood the dance and stuff, and then at the same time. To me, everybody's like, oh, that's a dope video. That's a dope video? Man, the dopest video I ever seen Lil Dicky did called Save That Money. Bruh.
You saw his new video, Pillow Talk?
Nuh-uh.
Trash.
When I say the coldest vehicle, when I say, I mean, coldest
video.
Video. This man.
But how much truth is into that, though? You don't know. You don't know
save that
is.
Money?
You don't know how much truth that is, though.
That
could have been changed.
That could have been changed. It looked like he really was like going around Hollywood this third, like, hey, bro, we just hop in this music video, and it looked like it worked.
Yeah.
The T-Pain, you know, that was his. T-Pain was doing a video at that time, and
yeah,
he
know,
walked
yeah.
on his video.
Yeah, that's dope.
So you got any videos coming out, King Soda?
Man, I need to. I ain't dropped none in a minute. It's been 3 years since I dropped the last video, but that's what I'm trying to see if I'm going to do playoffs or Go Bang. Like, most
okay.
of the songs is like.
So we got Go Bang too?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get
to
that right
now. Let's get
into
that. Introduce that for us, King Tony.
Oh, man. Go Bang with me and the homeboy Tone. Shout out Tone, TSM, Say Purge, you know. It's a banger.
Say Purge. I actually like that name.
It's a banger.
I like that name. Let's get it, y'all.
Lunch Radio.
Biggie and Pop on the driver's side, so I won't get shot. The blood burn like a
Out of those two videos, do a video to that. That's hype.
I mean, I say drop a video to both of them motherfuckers. Right.
Yeah,
shit. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Shit.
It's been 3 years, so yeah.
Exactly.
It's been 3 years, so I know they've been waiting for us.
We got one more.
Yep.
I believe.
Yep.
The one you recorded, you said this morning.
3:30 this morning. Tell us about this track.
Man, it was just like, shout out Stilo. He sent me the beat. I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the beats, and I'm like, damn, I need something. And I just got them goosebumps and just let it,
yep.
You know,
hey, it be like that sometimes.
Take over, and it was boom.
Stilo, right? What's
yep.
Stilo?
Did that beat.
What's Stilo, what's his whole name?
I don't know.
I think I know who
he's
talking
about. He go by on Facebook as Stilo on the track.
Okay.
Stilo on the track, okay.
Yep. Okay. Yep, well, yeah. Let's get it. See what you did this morning. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's get it.
Exclusive to EGM Radio. You heard it here first.
We got another one.
Let's get it.
Yeah, that's on hot. Now that is video too.
I just recorded.
Got to perform that.
Oh, yeah, at the show, right?
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
Gonna be turf, boy.
Recorded this morning, so.
Official. So before we get you up out of here, man, let them know where you're gonna be at, where they can get the music. Just give them everything right now, man.
May 16th, honey, downtown Minneapolis. Got tickets on deck if you need them. You come to Lunchroom and get them. You can hit me up on my DM or all social media. You can King Soda, TCH, Facebook, King Soda 1231, Instagram, Twitter, King Soda TCH on Snapchat. I'm out here, man, you know, iTunes, Google, Spotify, wherever you want to find. Just Google me. Type
official,
in King Soda.
Man, official. Well, a pleasure having you through here, man. Appreciate you stopping through in the lunchroom,
love,
man.
Love, bro.
Before we get you up out of here, what's on the menu for you? What's on your lunch menu today, man? What you eating today, man?
You know what? As soon as I left the crib, my mom was just making breakfast.
Ooh!
I got to stop somewhere and get something. I got to fill my belly up.
I feel that, man.
Where am I at? All right, say that was making something for you. This for me.
Right. I'm looking like, all right.
This is coming through, homie.
You're looking, bro.
Hey, so before you do, we're going to play another song.
We're going to get into these full reviews.
Real. It's gonna be better than last time, y'all.
Hopefully.
He said, hopefully.
We had an overwhelming response of the Brass Snacks. Everybody was DMing me, hitting me up, like telling me, y'all should try new flavors. We got new flavors. Last week, we had the Migos with a dab of ranch, and it was not what it was. We had the Trina cheese puffs, the jalapeno cheese puffs. They weren't that great either. But this week,
horrible.
We got Lil Boosie, Louisiana Heat, and Fabulous New York Del Cheddar, a.k.a. Mama said knock you out.
And what's crazy is on the back, they all have, quote, Boosie said, sometimes you need those bad days because it helps you truly appreciate the good ones. Very true.
True.
Fabulous says, stop trying to skip the struggle. That's
beat old girl up.
Don't listen to this, man. He said, stop trying to skip the struggle. That's where character is built. The hunger for more created, the lessons for success are taught. And embrace it, feed off it, learn from it, and then overcome it so you become it. Fabulous.
So you overcome that right.
You get that right, right.
We're going to get to the celebration by exclusive, y'all. EGM Radio.
Let's get it.
Roll up this dope and get high as a plane, I'm a coast. Pour a shot, make a toast. To my new beginning, won't stop till I'm swimming in millions. I can't leave my niggas cause we've been through the most. We was grown, yeah, we all know the feeling. Money made me a villain, now I'm trying to stack it up, make it pile up to the ceiling. How far am I willing to go? Can I handle the pressure? I'm in it to win it. God is my witness. I ain't got time for nobody. I'm dedicated to the hustle. I needed to come by the bundle. Sometimes I would think about all of them nights I was hungry. My stomach would rumble. But I gotta stay humble. Be a man about it, now my business tunnel. The last couple years I've been going in circles, but spiraling down like a funnel. But now I'm alive. I've been down for a minute, but see that the limit's the sky. Yeah, they ain't wanna see me make it. Why they jealous of me? They lie. When they say that they was down for me, niggas changed. I ain't surprised. I can never put a bitch before my niggas, cause I know they'll ride. They was there by my side, then my day one, so I know when that day come. We can reminisce on how we came from nothing to us, dripping in A1. If I ain't real, then somebody tell me different, somebody say something. Money over bitches, bullets for a nigga, bitch, I'ma say something. War with whoever, I know that I'm better, nigga, I'm developing patience. But when the time come, I had a game locked up like it was Haitian. But yeah, I've been patiently waiting, I'm hot as the money they say. My bitch bad, she Caucasian.
I think I might need a vacation. I'm working hard, man, I swear I deserve it. My family give me motivation. Everyone doubted me, counting me out, now I'm back in this celebration. But you can never be the judge, tell me, got some niggas that have shed blood for me. They'll really go and bust slugs for me. Middle fingers to who ain't got love for me. I said a prayer to all of my enemies, asking to let go the grudge on me. Is it really worth getting hurt? Cause I know some niggas that'll kill over blood money. Money, power, and respect, bitch, I got now, fuck who got next. I ain't gon' stop till I get a check, fuck a bitch, then it's on to the next. I was told never let them see you sweat, being broke, only thing I regret. In my city, I'ma always be the best, yeah, I said the best, I ain't gon' flex. I had to do what I had to do, I cut some niggas off, I made a couple moves. Paint the scenery, I'ma lose. Paint the scenery, I'ma lose. Smile in my face, behind me, they hate me, I finally see it, man, I know the truth. That ain't what homie's supposed to do, man, that ain't what homie's supposed to do. If I ain't real, then somebody tell me different, somebody say something. Money over bitches, bullets for a nigga, bitch, I'ma say something. War with whoever, I know that I'm better, nigga, I'm developing patience. But when the time come, I had a game locked up like it was Haitian. But yeah, I've been patiently waiting, I'm hot as a mother that's Satan. My bitch bad, she Caucasian. I think I might need a vacation. I'm working hard, man, I swear I deserve it. My family give me motivation. Everyone doubted me, counting me out, now I'm back in this celebration.
Yo, 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 that was Celebration by Exclusive.
Man, that boy go crazy.
Going crazy out here.
He went nuts on that.
He was saying some real shit.
Right.
What up, Sick? We got to get you on here, man.
Most definitely. We finna get into the full reviews.
You know, it's the lunchroom.
It's the lunchroom, so we got the full reviews. We got a Lil Boosie up first. The Rap Snacks, stay wavy this time, y'all. Rap Snacks, Lil Boosie. What is that? Louisiana Heat. Can y'all see that? Louisiana Heat. For those listening, we got the Rap Snacks Louisiana Heat.
That ain't Flair Flav on there. That's
Flav.
That ain't Lil Boosie on there. That's Flair Flav.
He came out with some chips. I don't want them. Flav came out with it.
Y'all know how it go. Take one, pass it around, wait till everybody get one, then take a bite.
Damn, there's a lot of seasoning
on this. Okay. All right. One, two. Rap Snack.
You know Boosie was going to go out like
right,
that.
Right, yeah. Okay, Boosie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you got the munchies.
I'm going to say my review is really good, but the heat got it don't hit. It don't hit right away. Supposed, when you eat something
right.
Hot, you want it to hit right away. It's like you bite, you chew it, and then the aftertaste is hot.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the aftertaste is hot.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Eddie?
I like it. That tastes like Vintners.
True. Real hood snack.
Vintners.
So hit or miss?
Oh, that's a hit.
What about you, King Soda?
It's a hit.
Shout out to Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
They did you right, bro. They did you right.
You know, he probably was in the
factory.
He probably was in the factory.
Yeah, like,
that ain't
never Louisiana hot sauce on there,
man. Migos,
they got so much money, they ain't care. Yeah, they ain't care. All right, so we're going to move ahead to the fabulous New York deli cheddar.
He might have cared about his chips.
We're going to try this one.
The way his Instagram, Snapchat, he better be busting.
No, the way he dressed.
Right.
He's better
we
be
gonna
fire,
see.
Boy. All
right. One, two, Rap Snack. Mm-hmm. All right.
There, I'm gonna start shaking these bags up more. It's like the season and be all
okay,
like
for me,
all season be on one chip.
There was really no cheddar. It was just sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet, like a barbecue honey sweet.
Yeah,
yeah.
What you
yeah,
think?
That's definitely barbecue honey. That's
yeah.
I would say miss on Fabulous, man.
Yeah,
that's a miss.
It depends on how you feeling that day.
I mean,
like, you got the munchies, you gonna smash them.
100. But you telling me this cheddar tastes like barbecue?
No, the cheddar don't taste like. Yeah, the cheddar do taste like barbecue. There ain't no cheddar on there.
Ain't no cheddar.
Barbecue.
So that's a miss for me. That's it for you, Eddie. Hit miss.
That's a miss. I'm
that's
sorry.
A miss. What's
that's
the King Soda?
Three strikes, you out, buddy.
That's a miss. So. Rap Snacks is the only Rap Snacks that we have had that actually tastes good enough to keep buying.
Yeah.
On to the candy review. We got the Warheads Hotheads Extreme Heat Worms. I don't know. That's probably going to be hot. They say they're sweet and then it's heat. Try it out.
All right.
I don't know about sweet and hot candy, y'all. They making everything out here.
This was shit that I would usually buy.
Man, where did you find that at?
At the gas station.
Yeah. Where at? Northside?
No, in the burbs.
No,
I don't know. Ain't so African people in the hell, no. Nah, but let's get it. Oh. I don't know about that. Mm. Mm-mm.
No.
I'm good. Y'all want a napkin?
Yeah. Oh, shit. He's burning.
This shit nasty.
Yeah, you do say the heat coming out.
Alright. My review, Warhead High Heads, y'all go to hell for that. For real. That's disgusting. Your review?
I'm still trying to.
You still got that in your mouth?
It's burning.
Man,
like...
to hell with that, bro.
Yeah, the hell with it.
To hell with it.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
No, that's a miss.
Yeah, that's a
miss. That's a miss.
And that's the shit you give to some kids.
All right, they badass kids. Well, y'all want a cut?
Yeah. Oh, no, not even that. Y'all keep asking me, are y'all want some candy? All right. Say, now leave me alone. Guarantee y'all won't ask me that now. Guaranteed.
All right, we're going to get into the Sour Patch Exploder. You said a splash of flavor, sour flavor.
So it's like Gushers.
Gushers on crack. We're going to take one pass.
Gushers on crack.
Hopefully this motherfucker good. I got a great one. That's a nigga flavor.
I got the great one too.
Go ahead and try to get the great one then, bro. Shit.
Get the red
one. All right, bet. All right. Try it. I'm going to fuck with five. Yep. I fuck with that.
Yep. I'm a Sour Patch kid anyway.
I fuck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's real good. So, for me, that's a hit. Especially with the top.
Yep. I'll buy it.
King Soda?
Yep, that's a hit. That's a hit.
Well, that's a hit, y'all. So let's recap. Lil Boosie, that's a hit.
That's a hit.
Fabulous, that's a miss.
That's why he beat up his girlfriend.
He didn't miss, though.
He didn't miss, though. he was hot. He was hot.
Warhead Hothead, that's a miss, man. What the hell? Who made those? Sour Patch?
That's a hit.
Explorer, that's a hit.
That's a hit.
So those are the do's and don'ts for the snacks of the week on the lunchroom, man. Thank you, King Soda, for staying with us, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
For sure,
man.
I'll come back and mess with y'all, man. This love.
Keep sending us that music. That's all I can ask you. Keep sending us that music, and we will have a follow-up interview with you.
Yeah.
Make sure we invite you to the potluck. Come eat with us. Kick it with us. Every
don't tell me about no food.
Oh yeah, every end of the season we have a potluck.
Okay.
We invite everybody that we felt was a great guest. You feel me? So we would love to have you there.
All right, most definitely.
Y'all heard it here first, man. Lunchroom do's and don'ts. Rap snacks. Goddamn, y'all need to do some goddamn taste testing. Goddamn it.
Yeah.
Warheads.
I don't think they do.
Get to the sour candy. We do not want that hot shit. Sour patches. Y'all over something.
Put it in.
We finna get into a song. What we gonna play, Eddie?
Man, I'm still trying to get that taste out of my mouth.
That's what I told you.
That's like I never had a gummy that
I tasted it and it was like no.
It started burning.
My mouth said no. It was like then it was like hell no.
Yeah,
it tastes good for 2 seconds. Then it was wraps.
I don't even know. Man, that's crazy. We're gonna get into The Hooch by Travis Scott.
Let's get it. Lunch for Radio.
All right, man. Loose of dooge, mix, wrist of dooge. Mix of dooge, Flight and change, All in the mall, I ain't got no brain. Doing shit together, we can't do a game.
Straight up,
Brooklyn with the combo, I put in pain. Ooh, I'm back for another one. Ooh, I like the way you wind it. Ooh, I hate when we distant. Oh, She want a Michael, she don't do Jermaine. Prince with the hundreds, yeah, purple rain. Roll me up a backward, I can't do no planes. When I take a sip, I swear I know myself. I can teach your ass to come, but don't tell nobody else. Wrist, wrist, mix of doge. Mix of doge. No, this not goose, this doge. Yeah. Off doge, yeah. Feeling kinda loose, off doge. Yeah. Loose, off doge. Mix, mix, wrist, mix, mix, wrist of doge. Mix of doge, yeah.
Yeah.
Clark Gable, ain't no acting, leave your feelings at the crap table. In the party, I got jiggers in my Winnebago. Only horses don't do Porsches, cause they never stable. All the hoochoo, ooh, all the hoochoo, ooh. Pop two tens, that's a 20, we just started. Damn, I'm sorry if I end up crashing in garages. Yeah, think you run your city, but you barely jogging. Yeah, think I'm shitting on you, but I barely farted. Yeah, might just cop the apartment, put it in apartment, yeah, yeah. Biggie pop away, I hit my baby, baby, yeah, yeah. Little Wayne on the braces for a Cardi, yeah, yeah. Be live or be live, I cannot choose. If I tell you the combo, can I trust you? Yeah. Wrist, wrist, mix of doge. Mix of doge. No, this not goose, this doge. Yeah. Off doge, yeah. Feeling kinda loose, off doge. Yeah. Loose, off doge. Mix, mix, wrist, mix, mix, wrist, off doge. Mix, off doge, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Hooch. Travis Scott on Lunchroom Radio.
Yeah, man. Travis Scott be having them, like, jammers, though, low-key.
I mean, he got sleeper music, too, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's sleeper music. Yeah. Like, my homeboy, he used to say, it's cult music.
Yeah. I feel like...
It's the shit that'll put you in a daze, yeah. In a trance. Like, yeah, yeah, I like that. I like that trance music.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Shout out King for stopping through, man, giving us the great gifts, man, T-shirts and all that. And sticking around for the... Food reviews, rap snacks, and the candy reviews as well. Thank y'all for tuning in, too, man. Crazy topics we had. Talked about Kai 6ix9ine, about the piñatas on CNN, Donald Glover's the video. What else did we talk about? You know, a lot.
Talk about R. Kelly still.
Kelly, he's still in the tabloids, man. Goodness gracious,
man. And like
man.
You said, how is he getting away with all this?
And Bill Cosby's looking at 30 years.
You know why? Because Bill Cosby's way bigger than R. Kelly.
Who cares, bro? It's like just like G-Eazy getting off with having drug paraphernalia, and he's a rap artist like Lil Wayne is, bro.
But at the same time, hold up. I can't. Nelly did beat that meth charge. He got caught with a lot of meth.
He beat it.
Yeah, he beat that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't. You can't really say. Can't really.
Jeffrey
Fellow
for Rollo.
Rallo's still in jail.
serves you right, dumbass.
yeah.
No, but free Rallo, though, man.
No.
Yes, free Rallo, nigga. Jailing for nobody.
It ain't, but...
Free Rallo, nigga.
Look, a lot of things ain't for nobody. Like, okay, the Migos chips ain't for everybody. But we ate them. You know what I'm saying? We ate them. I ate the whole bag. You know what I'm saying? So... I mean, it ain't for people, but if you get it, you get it. You get what you get. You know what I'm saying? He deserved to be in there right along with old dude who got out of jail. Was like, I'm about to rob this bank. He must have hanging out with Rollo.
Who was tripping? I can't get over that. You said dude got out of jail and went right back to jail the same day. I can't get over that.
Same day for robbing the bank.
I can't get over that. That's the stupidest shit ever.
He a gangster for real. He a thug. He don't care about none of that. That's what you can actually say. He a thug. He don't care about none of that. Yeah? It's bad out here, man.
I think he's an idiot. That's what he is. I think he's an idiot.
Oh,
Yeah, man. I'm enjoying the weather out here.
Man, I'm enjoying the weather too, man. You know, Sound Set's coming up. Shout out to everybody that's a part of Sound Set this year. OG Grip, I see you, homie. Hold it down. You dig, Lioness? I see you, homie. Hold it down. Sound Set 2018 is going to be real big, man. They got The Logic, Erykah Badu, man, Wu-Tang. It's gonna be a crazy-ass show, man. Are you going to Sound Set this year?
I was really thinking about it, but I actually might not go.
Because
last year was the lineup I wanted to go, and I couldn't go. That was the lineup I really, really wanted to see.
You probably had everybody had Travis Scott, right?
Yeah.
And Migos and all that, right? No, it was the year before, wasn't it? No, yeah. It was last year, wasn't it?
They probably had Migos.
Now, the Migos was here with Ice Cube and shit. That was weird, bro.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not really trying to see Migos, to tell you the truth.
I see enough of them.
My mom said something a while back, and she went to go Alicia Keys concert. And she was like, this is how I feel, too. She was like, it was Alicia Keys concert, but Neo was opening act. She was like, yeah, that was Neo's concert. And she was like, you know what I'm saying, as far as in this day and age, I'm tired of seeing the same old walk around the stage, you know what I'm saying? I actually want to see some choreography. I want to see dancing. I want to see some, like, oh, give me a show. If I'm paying $150, over $50, you know what I'm saying? Don't just walk across the stage and rap.
Right.
I could have went to the Red Sea. I could have went to, you know what I'm saying? I could have went to the Caboose. I could have went to First Ave for that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. Give me something. I remember I did a show. Why So We did a show at the Terminal. And this chick had all her homegirls. They're all dressed up. And we thinking, like, is these her backup dancers? They were. They got everybody's attention. Just off of choreography. Everybody in the whole building was watching because they were all in sync.
Right.
And that's what I want
to
see.
That's dope. Hell yeah. I always bring theatricals to my shows and stuff like that. Try to, you know what I'm saying? Those who know, you know what I'm saying, see my shows, I've always been like, you know, try to bring the theatrics to my show. I was doing my Johnny Bravo. I always pop the Johnny Bravo and sip the Bravo juice and then turn the show up. You know, just, you know, bringing that. You know, that wow factor to the stage, man, is definitely key.
You got
to
be different when it comes to being on stage. You got to
captivate people.
You got to captivate. You can't. You got to talk to the crowd. You got to. You ever seen Depp Comedy Jam?
Right, yeah.
You got to be like that.
In their face, yeah.
You got to be like that. Talk to them. You can't be all shy. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of songs I'm going to do. No, you talk to them like.
Hey, yo, what's up, nigga?
You talk to them like that's your cousin. You talk to them like that. Like you're at home. With the fam.
Period.
And y'all turn on the 4th of July. That's how you got to talk to the crowd. You can't be on some, no, you got to go on there and demand, like, nigga, I'm the shit, and you can watch me, nigga, right now.
Period.
You know what I'm saying?
Get into one of these songs, man. Let's play one of your songs, Eddie, so they can get a feel of what they're going to be coming to see. May 16th at the Honey Lounge.
Yes. And leave all the drama and bullshit at home.
At the crib.
At the crib. We ain't got no time for that.
No time.
We're going to get into this I'm So Groovy freestyle with me and the homie JR6.
Let's get it.
Shout
out
JR6 whenever he come back.
Where is he at?
He's in Arkansas.
When he coming back?
Whatever. Yeah, hopefully soon, man.
Shout out JR6. Let's get it.
He doing good for himself down there. He, you know, got his own crib right away and everything. You know, in other states, it's easy like that. It ain't like Minnesota. You can get a house like that.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. But
shout out JR6. Let's get it. I'm So Groovy Freestyle.
Hey, dude, that's that why so.
Yeah, that's that why so shit.
I be fuck around with them thick bitches. You be fuck around with them sick bitches. I be fuck around with them healthy hoes. You be fuck around with them sick bitches. Run up with the pole, then I stick niggas like a pit bull. Sick niggas. My main bitch, she big niggas. Got a good job and make sick figures.
Then I break on. You know what I'm saying. Be the pussy tillers. I like Reese's Pig. And then life is for laying in every instant. I'm like, what the fuck do she be saying?
Rack a bitch down to the paper, then I tie her up. Put her in my basement. Hacker. Like my name was Jason. Had a bitch shaking like I had a taser.
If I put like Houdini, then see you later. It be time. On their feet like some Nike Blazers, and I'm all in the neck like a fucking taper. Shroom to the face like the Raper. I'm such a radio G, rocking pony like the weight on my wheel, and my bitch gon' beat her like she Layla. I leave flowing like a butterfly, stay like a bee.
She
like I'm a newbie. Hair nappy like Huey, I'm all with your roomie. She thinks she a cutie till I run past like Mike and grab her booty. With the mom, nigga, do your job, nigga, to say I'm mine, nigga. Building bridges like I'm tired, nigga. Never let a bitch do me like Rob, nigga, nah.
But I might let her turn the knob. She be working at a job. I told her what's up with the top. And if that bitch stop, I hit her with the jewel chop.
Hi-ya. Mm-hmm. Chop you in the motherfucking neck. Man, get them hoes on deck. Why so niggas all about checks? Look, I'm poking bitches with a needle. I'm everywhere like a weedle. ABM like beating seagull. I'm like an eagle. Like it when she do her kegels. Yeah.
Then I hit her with the laser. Pinky out, Dr. Evil. Bitch, I spit that shit. Don't say nothing, that's illegal. We ain't fucking with these actors, they do way too many sequels. And if everything is adding up, all you gotta do is press equals. Add it up, that's what's up, I be acting, never see them back it up.
After she back it up, I tell her pack it up, nigga, cause that pussy whack as fuck. Flipping bitches like a spatula, sucking on bitches like a Dracula. Group fun, nigga, that's what's up.
Treat her like the weed hitting faster up. They say rocks are them goons, don't give a fuck about you. Chop her up and then take her out and then eat her up with a spoon. Yep, I try to put a motherfucking combo on the pussy. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey. 4, 5, bitch, I'm live. Hit a nigga from a distance with one eye. Fetty Wap scope, this shit ain't mine. Shorty dumb thick from the 369. Back that thing up, throw it in a circle.
We be in this bitch, clear it out like Serto. Why so clowning? Sick with the verbal. Oh, I had to do this shit with no rehearsal, so why? Had to say the game like, bitch, I'ma hurt you. Cracking with a stick like a Ninja Turtle. I don't fuck with you if you be unfamiliar, cause you pussy niggas ain't in my circle.
Put my dick up in the throat, she gurgle. She be getting wet as fuck like she Squirtle. Body beats and put them shits in the bag. Watch the nigga, we on your ass. Running through the money quick like I'm Flash. We be dumb trucks, you niggas is trash. Want a Rari, something good on the dash. Hit it from the back, then do my dab.
Yep, she a rat, she let a nigga hit it from the back. Told her I'd be back. I'm too busy trying to get it back. Yep, it's a rap. Heavy hitter shit on the map. 612, no further rap. 100 these niggas cap.
Yo, we back. Eddie Kane, JR6.
We was talking about the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Bow Wow called it out. He was like, "This is it's like a bougie ass Halloween party." And I'm like, I could see that. But somebody tweeted him, was like, "How you hating outside from the club? You can't even get in." They bogus. Why do Bow Wow like that?
Hey, Bow Wow's right. He can't get. He can go to that shit if he wants to.
I'm pretty sure.
Or is it in Wyoming?
I don't know, to tell you the truth, but like it's Bow Wow. Like he hasn't been out here enough. You know what I'm saying? Like enough in pop culture and in the media.
Yeah.
That I believe he should. I mean, if Ice T, my bad. If Ice T is getting like invited to shit like that, I'm pretty sure Bow Wow could be too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. I feel like what do you think about the Met Gala? What do you think of that shit?
A bunch of it's definitely a whole another agenda. I think conspiracy. I think it's a whole another agenda. But me personally, it all depends how true you are to yourself. Like I feel like Snoop will go in there, but Snoop, like if Snoop was to go, he would do the all extravagant shit too. But it would be all in blue bandana style. You know what I'm saying? He would at least keep it 30% hood. At least 30%.
That's why I respect Jaden Smith. He came there with a fucking Louis Vuitton trench on, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Savage life.
Me, I would come in there literally with gray sweatpants, a white t-shirt, and some house shoes.
Oh, hell no.
Just to prove a point, like, man.
He probably would escort you off the premises.
Nah, not if you're hot enough. If Kanye would do that, they wouldn't. They would like shit.
Who's Kanye?
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, what can you do? And that's one thing I would love to do when I get in the game. Prove to motherfuckers, you ain't got to have the jewelry, the nice clothes. Like, back in the day, my favorite artists, they weren't flashy at all. At all. Them niggas was not flashy. Redman was always, Method Man was doing the stupidest stuff possible. Redman had all big chicks in his video. All BBWs. Dope, man. I was like, that's so different, man. And I always liked it the different instead of the mainstream stereotype. Crystal, Bentleys, Ice, Diamonds, chicks. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That's just my That's my perspective. I would like to see in hip hop, I would like to see that change. And the gangster stuff, bro. Everybody don't live the gangster life. I would like to see more Childish Gambinos out here, more Lil Uzi Verts out here. You know what I'm saying? Different black artists.
Right, you know that.
That same gangster. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm one of those artists that doesn't follow that gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm one of those Lil Uzi Verts. You know what I'm saying? Childish Gambino artist myself. Like, I'm really into the arts itself. So yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. I appreciate when I see an artist really be an artist, not just saying they're artists and rapping about the same cliche shit, excuse me, y'all. But you know what I'm saying? But
yep.
Excuse me. You really can't get away from where you grow up at. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a type of person to want to portray and want to express a different side of black culture to do so. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I'm one of those artists that I express black culture in lots of different ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just going to be talking about sipping lean. And of course, they're talking about that shit. Yeah. I mean, I've experienced that. That's part of my life.
Yeah.
Now. That's part of the environment that I put myself in, and smoking weed and this.
But
and
not all the damn time.
No, of course. Of course, not all the time. But, like, I always have other stories to tell as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the key. Like, be diverse out here, y'all. Don't get trapped in a box. Or we trapped in the closet like R. Kelly and be having all these sex allegations and still out here free. Y'all know I did.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I see that the youth wants to follow the gangster shit so much instead of the...
You know
that's
why
I like what Tane, like what Tane G does so much.
Yeah.
He, that he's rapping about
food.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, that's smart. That's lit, too. Nobody's coming to that market.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tang G. He got a video coming out. I believe it's by High Def.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Actually, it came out last night. It's that to that Look Alive.
Oh yeah,
yeah. When we play out there, lit in front of Corbin is actually in the video in the back, in the way back.
Oh, what?
Coming out of McDonald's.
Oh,
sitting man. On using the phone.
Yeah. Too funny.
Yeah, but other than that, man, I just want to see a change.
I feel you. 657-383-1105, y'all. Call the lunchroom. We're finna get into one of these songs, one of these singles, man. What are we gonna play for, man?
We gonna get into this DB the Rasta, Look At Me.
DB the Rasta, Lunchroom Radio, Look At Me.
Uh-huh. Look at me flexing. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me flexing. I woke up with two hoes this morning, fucked on a bitch and I put them out.
Yeah.
I went and bought me a foreman, what I spent, I could have bought a house.
I did.
$1,500 for these shoes, don't ask me the name, I could not pronounce.
No.
They got off the phone with my plug and he told me we when I see a drought. Whoa, look at me flexing. Look at my diamonds, look at them dancing. Look at my wrist. Look at my plug, that niggas speak Spanish. Packers came in. I think I know magic. Look how it vanished. These niggas, they hate it. Counting these bands, my language can't stand it. I can't be romantic. I don't have no feelings. I can't fall in love. The only thing that I do love is God, my family, my gun, and my plug. I had to slow down on them drugs. Addicted to OG and come to that mud. P.O. got a nigga on stuff. But I'ma still flex cause I don't give a fuck. I blow a bag up in dreams. I blow a bag up in aqua. I blow a bag up in lit. You could just go to X Hamza. You could just go to X Dolo. You could ask Chevy or Zach. Even at Go Room Thursday. Events no DB blow a sack. Bottles on bottles. Bitches see us and they gonna follow. Cause money is all they gonna follow. Kick hoes out the booth if they ain't tryna swallow. Like, watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. She said she ain't tryna fuck. Pull over and tell her ass, how about little bitch? A hurricane just hit my watch. My pinky ring came on a rock. A comp cannot help but these knots. Jump bitch, she came with the top. I carry Rugers and Glocks. My A1 jumped right out the pot. Just left Linux and I spent a lot. Yo, outfit what I spent on my socks. Yo, chick is all on my jock. Cause I'm everything that you not. You cannot do what I do. You can't help but to be what you be. And I will try to give you some game, but that shit gon' cost a little fee. Look at me flex. Look at my diamonds. Look at them dancing. Look at my wrist. Look at my plug. That nigga speak Spanish. Look
at me flexing. Look at me flexing. Look at me flex. Look at my diamonds. Look at them dance. Look at my wrist. Look at my plug. That nigga 6'10. Look at me flexing. Look at me flexing. Look at me flex. Look at my diamonds. Look at them dance. Look at my wrist. Look at my plug. That nigga 6'10. Look at me flexing. Look at me flexing. Look at me flex. Look at my diamonds. Look at them dance. Look at my wrist. Look at my plug. That nigga 6'10. Look at me flexing. Look at me flexing.
BB Rasta, look at me. Love True Radio.
That's a banger, man.
Mm-hmm.
BB Rasta been doing this thing for a minute, man. For a long, long, long minute, man. He's been in and out the city putting on for the state in a major way. So shout
very
out
major way.
Shout out BB Rasta, man. You've been working for a long time, homie. So
we gonna need you. We still need you on the show, man.
We still want the interview, homie.
Man, man, man. How y'all enjoying the weather out there?
Eating those rap snacks. Mm-hmm. I see you like them little boosies. You ain't touch the Fabulous later.
It's misleading.
Super misleading.
It says it's cheesy.
And it tastes like barbecue.
Low key.
All the flavors.
Low key, all these kind of taste like barbecue, low key. So whoever at Rap Snacks, I need to
I said barbecue this, barbecue that.
Whoever at Rap Snacks, I definitely need to. We need to write them like, hey yo,
we need y'all to check y'all taste buds for real.
Yeah, because
don't they have taster test testers, all that? Let's see, a company does think.
Yeah, next ones we'll have is the Lil Yachty one.
Yeah, we're gonna try
Hot Pride.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. What's up with this barbecue flavor? It's like the same seasoning you have for all chips.
For all the chips. Put it in a different bag.
And then, you got to shake them up because a lot of these chips are like one chip have all the seasoning on it. And you got to shake the seasoning. Like, I ain't got no time for these bootleg chips, man. Why are they doing rap like that, man?
Rap snacks. Get your rap snacks with a dab of ranch.
Come on. And Fabulous, bro, the way you dress, your chips should be straight.
That should be the best.
The way he dressed, I'm so mad. But I guess that's what we're dealing with.
That's crazy. Let us know what y'all want us to try as far as tool reviews. Email us at submitthelunchroom@gmail.com. Call us 651-383-1105. I am Scooter Boy. It's the Lunchroom. We're going to get to another single.
Establishment by King Believe.
Let's get it.
Y'all know who it is. King Blee.
William Beats on the track.
I just try to keep it real for you. Yeah. This my establishment. I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. They rolling and blowing and smoking. I'm looking like I just put down this shit. Now I'm asking who turn it is. Everyone's watching and waiting like who would be proud of this. And I'm one up, I'm two up, and three up, and so up so much that I couldn't stop counting it. Whoa, hate being real, but someone has to. In order to point, I want to, I counterfeit. Whoa, man, I know we all gon' make it. No doubt it. And my verses like infant's first steps. I'm so proud of them. Even people think that I'm out of it. Some may even call me a hypocrite. Say I use a rap in my deliverance and how I'm different. And everybody got dimension in it, now I'm giving it. That was someone in the past tense, I'm not changing. I'm just being hip. I'm just being Kent, like hello world, yeah, it's me again. And ain't nobody giving in, there you go with this again. Yeah, my guy, he got a plan, so I'm gonna stick to this businessman. Enjoy every second until I can, I mean. This my establishment, this my establishment. This my establishment, I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. This my establishment, this my establishment. This my establishment, I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. Fuck it, everybody wanna see me drop, but nobody wanna see me at the top, so I can't help but crush it. Don't try to tell me what I'm not, cause I've been it since I grew up on the block and I watched my cousin bust it. Ever since I saw my first back in 13, hit it down in my socks, I was young, I had to bust it. Trust it, all I know is get it standing in my way and then it's over like.
like the last sentence part of me. I've been holding back this part of me. Guess I'm heartbroken, clogged artery. And I had patience through every single conversation. I forgive, but that hurt's still a part of me. Part of me, depart from me, demon. Crying, yeah, praying, there must be a reason. Pain is a game, then this must be the season. Uncomfortable, home like LeBron back in Cleveland. I'm leaving. This is my show, so I must be the Cleveland. Commas in my checks, I must be increasing. I'm still the same me, I'm like Scholar the Season. You still like hot dogs, but now I'm a quiche, man. The finer things, finally find the things that'll change your mind about a lot of things. If you're willing, I can get you hip to the finer things I'm offering. Yeah, that ain't a what you might call it. I got bars like an alcoholic until I'm dearly departed. This my establishment. This my establishment. This my establishment. I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. This my establishment. This my establishment. This my establishment. I might go crazy and yeah, I might clown a bit. Bad, no stalling. If you mad, no calling. I got a cliff in the trenches that ass can fall in. I don't care if you live or not. I'm about to receive everything that I never got. 60 soul been a team and I ain't never stopped. And I'm repeating it just in case you all forgot. Yeah, I'm repeating it just in case you all forgot. Look, 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 shout out to JG, shout out to Deals, shout out to Benzo for keeping it real. Shout out my day ones and they gon' come still that we see a meal. That promise is still, my family's all Negroes, they stay in the field. So they stay with that heat, guess it's evident. Foot in the door, no nail technician. And no, there's not an act, so there's no intermission. Yeah, I heard the CD, yeah, I gave it a listen, Yeah, that thing is me that you're missing. Came a long, long way from the pot we were pissing. Been a long day cooking, you're not in the kitchen. Every bar sizzling, like steaks on the grill. Metaphor salads, and I'm just making a meal. Day plays never empty, but my team's are still. Do you know how that